WATW 1400 AM is your home for Ashland or Dockers sports all season long. The or Dockers football team returns to WATW this year, where they'll be playing every Friday night. Getting set for this week's game is Coach Travis Larson in our WATW 1400 AM Coach's Corner. Coach, how are you today?
I'm doing great. Good morning.
Well, I wasn't at the game on Friday night. How'd that go against Northern Pines?
Well, fortunately, we came away with a win. Saw some short fields as we had some turnovers, and our defense played very well. Our special teams played very well. Our punt return team played very well. So, thankfully, we came out with a win and came out pretty healthy. So, it was a good game all around for us.
Coming into this week, it's homecoming week. I know some coaches hate homecoming. Some coaches love homecoming. Which side of the fence are you on?
Well, I would be lying if I said I loved it. But I would also be lying if I said I hated it. I'm semi-neutral on that. The kids enjoy it. It's a great experience. And when you're a high school kid, you get to experience basically 4 years. So we don't take it for granted in terms of, hey, it's a fun experience. We are playing a sport here, meaning that we should have fun. And homecoming is part of that fun. It's a big deal for the kids. And so, yes, there are distractions, but we've been telling our kids all week, and they know this for, playing for 4 years, that when it's time to play, we play.
Have you noticed a change in practice this week with it being homecoming week?
No, not at all. No, I personally haven't. I don't think the other coaches would agree with me that we prepare just like we would for any other week. It's not like the practices are longer or shorter. They're not less focused or more focused. They're very similar to any other week. So that's good. That's very good to see.
So far this season, you guys have had a lot of success. When I was in high school, I know our principal, he talked to us at the beginning of the year, and he said the best way for a great school year is to have a great football season. Have you noticed a change in the school year, kids walking around school, anything like that?
Well, maybe there's a change in me, because I definitely want to walk around and promote our program. But, in general, I would say, and I probably say this every week, and I sound like a broken record, but we have some great kids in this program, and they don't stop being great kids when they're off the football field. They keep being great kids. So, in terms of doing the right thing in school, being leaders, they keep doing that throughout the school day. So, if that is a positive or a benefit from playing football, or just in addition to playing football, I would say that those kids have an impact on their school as well. So that's really cool to see.
Just one win away from being playoff eligible, Coach. How exciting is that?
Well, it's great. We treat every week as its own week. We treat every game as its own game. And, this game is the one we're focused on. Lakeland is a good team. They're a very good team. They have a very good offense.
Taking a look at Lakeland, I think if you looked at their final scores, you would see that they're having a hard time. But if you look a little bit deeper, they're a good football team, and they've played some of those games tough, and a couple of breaks kind of went the wrong way for them. What can you tell me about Lakeland?
You hit it right on the head. Football is a game of inches and seconds, and sometimes if the inches aren't going in your favor or the seconds aren't going in your favor, it can reflect on the scoreboard, but that doesn't necessarily make you a bad team. Sometimes the breaks just don't go your way. And I know they've played some good teams, and they've beat some good teams, and they've also lost to some good teams. But in those losses, they've been very close. I know their Metro game went to overtime, and I don't know if that was 36-34 or 34-32, but that was a very close game against a very good team. So they can score points in bunches, and they can have some big chunk yards on big, big plays. And many times those big plays are they decide football games. So they're a very good football team for sure.
Their style of play will be a little bit different than what you've seen in the past. What have you been doing to prepare for their passing attack this week?
Yep, it is different. I think different than many of the other teams we'll see or that we do see. So we prepare a little different. We have to prepare to see the ball thrown a lot more than you typically do. That's nothing radical to our kids. It's not like we don't see the ball thrown, but we do prepare a little differently in terms of defensively. Offensively, it's a defense that we see throughout the year, but it is a challenge because it's run a little differently.
That's it for the WATW Freedom Talk 1400 AM Coach's Corner. Coach's Corner is every Thursday on WATW 1400 AM. And don't forget to tune into tomorrow night's game on WATW 1400 AM, also streaming online at WBSZFM.com.